Night in the jungle. This is the hour of peace. This is the hour of waiting. The hour before dawn.
The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Dramatised by Micheline Wonder, with music specially composed by John Mayer.
Tabaqui the jackal is hunting tonight.
Tabaqui is a mischief maker.
Ooh. Mother Wolf!
What do you want, Tabaqui?
I'm hungry. Have you any food to spare?
Find your own. There is none here for you.
Not even for a friendly mischief maker. I have some news for you.
Go back to the village rubbish heap. There's plenty of food there.
You must have a bone somewhere. Just one.
Oh, really? Here.
And there's some meat left. Thank you. This is good. How beautiful your children are. How large their eyes are.
You do not need to compliment my children, Tabaqui. It is bad luck. Quiet, children.
I have news about Shere Khan.
News? What news?
But you do not want to hear any news from Tabaqui the mischief maker, Father Wolf.
Tell us, Tabaqui.
Shere Khan the tiger has changed his hunting grounds. He will hunt in these hills from now on.
But his home is miles away, near the Waiganga River.
No, he has no right to come onto our ground.
He's been killing cattle, and the villagers of the Waiganga are angry with him.
So he plans to come here to make our villagers angry. They will scour the jungle for him and set the grass alight with the red flower that burns. Thank you very much, Shere Khan.
Shall I pass on your gratitude to him?
Do what you like. You've brought us enough bad news for one night. Now get out!
That sounds like Shere Khan.
Get out of here!
I'm going.
That is the sound of a tiger who has caught nothing and does not care if all the jungle knows it.
Listen. He's hunting human beings tonight.
Oh, are there not enough beetles and frogs on the ground? Why must he eat people?
They are the weakest of all living things. Shere Khan has no respect for the law of the jungle. He is near. Come, Father Wolf, let us see. Stay where you are, children. There he is, below in the clearing.
Stupid fool. He's burned his feet. He must have jumped into a woodcutter's fire. Look out!
Well, I never thought to see...
Mother Wolf!
A human cub... stands on its hind legs. It has no fur. What a thing.
It holds onto the branches with its forelegs, just like one of the monkey people.
It is nothing like the monkey people. Careful. We must not frighten it.
It is not at all frightened of us.
Pick it up gently, Father Wolf, before Shere Khan gives chase.
Don't tell me how to pick up a cub. I can hold my own cubs in my teeth without leaving a mark on them. Come on, little creature.
How small, how naked, how bold it is. Are you hungry, little one? Yes, you are. How it wriggles. Come, we will go inside. Careful now, children. It has no fur. It is hungry. Gently, Grey Brother. Let the human cub feed.
I could kill him with a touch of my foot. And he's not at all afraid.
Shere Khan.
Where is it?
Quiet, little one. He will find us.
Who has taken my prey? So the wolves have stolen what is mine.
Shere Khan, you do us a great honor to visit us. What can we do for you?
A human cub came this way. It is mine. Give it to me.
I'm afraid the mouth of my cave is too narrow for such a great tiger. Or I would invite you in.
How dare you? Give me my cub.
No, no. This human cub is ours to do with as we choose.
You choose? What talk is this of choosing? Am I to stand here nosing into your dog's den? I am Shere Khan the tiger. I rule the jungle.
How dare you frighten my children? This cub is mine. He shall not be killed. He shall live to run with our pack and to hunt with our pack. And in the end, you hunter of little naked cubs, you frog eater, he will chase you. Now get out of here.
Very well. I will leave, but you will see. When the rest of the wolf pack hear that you are nurturing a human cub, they will force you to give it back to me.
I said get out!
Goodbye, Shere Khan. And good riddance. Shere Khan is right, you know. The cub must be shown to the rest of the pack. Do you really insist on keeping him, Mother?
Of course. He came naked at night, alone and very hungry. Yet he was not afraid. Look, he's just like the other babies. Ow. Lie still, little frog.
Frog?
He wriggles just like a little frog. I shall call him Mowgli. Mowgli the frog.
What will the pack say?
At the full moon, when all the cubs can run a little, we will go to the meeting place at the Council Rock. There we will present Mowgli to our leader, Akela.
And so it is. When the time is right, we go to the Council Rock where the wolves meet.
I, Akela, lead the free people. We know the jungle, and we live by its laws. Today we have met and accepted into the pack new cubs born this year. We are proud and strong and look forward to another year of pride and strength.
There is one more cub, Akela. Mowgli the frog, we call him.
What have the free people to do with a human cub?
Shere Khan was hunting the human cub who came to us for shelter.
Then he belongs to Shere Khan. Give him back.
The law of the jungle declares that if there is a dispute about the right of a cub to be accepted by the pack, the cub must be spoken for by at least two members who are not his father and mother. Will anyone speak for this cub among the free people?
If I have to fight, Akela, I shall fight for my little frog. He's one of my family now.
I, Baloo the brown bear, will speak for the cub. I am old, and I come and go as I please, because I eat only nuts and roots and honey. I will speak for the human cub. I can see there is no harm in him.
Ha! Blue! Blue!
Let him run with the pack. I will teach him the law of the jungle as I teach all the wolf cubs.
Baloo, our teacher, has spoken. Will anyone else speak for the cub? We must have another.
I, Bagheera, the Black Panther, will speak for the cub. I am inky black, the marking on my skin like the pattern of watered silk. I am as cunning as Tabaki the jackal, as bold as a wild buffalo, and as reckless as a wounded elephant. My voice is as soft as wild honey dripping from a tree.
Akela! Akela!
The law of the jungle says that if there is a doubt about a new cub, the life of that cub may be bought.
Speak, Bagheera.
Baloo has spoken on behalf of the cub. I agree with him. There is no harm in this human cub. I will offer you a bull, newly killed, not half a mile from here, if you will accept the human cub. What do you say?
He will die in the winter rain. Yes.
He will burn in the sun.
But where is the bull?
Where's the bull?
I am Ka, the rock python,
I wear my new brown and yellow jacket. I coil my strength to protect the weak. The human cub is naked and will harm no one. Accept him. I will speak for the soft-skinned child.
I have heard Baloo. I have heard Bagheera. I have heard Ka. The cub belongs to the wolf pack. Take him away, Father Wolf, and train him as befits one of the free people.
The bull! Where's the bull? Where's the bull?
Again, where is this bull? Show us.
The cub has no place in a wolf pack.
Speak no more. The human cub is one of us now. We must treat him with honor.
He has no fur. Give him to share a car.
The council has decided. We are the free people. The council is over.
And so Mowgli grows up with our cubs. I teach him the meaning of the jungle. Every rustle in the grass, every breath of the warm night air, every note of the owls at night, every scratch of a bat's claws, every splash of every fish in every pool has a meaning for Mowgli.
We teach him the law of the jungle.
When he wants honey, I teach him to climb for it.
I fling myself through the branches as boldly as the gray ape.
You must learn to speak politely to the wild bees when you come upon a hive of them.
You must warn the water snakes in the pool before you dive down among them.
We will teach you the words of the jungle that will protect you from the birds and the snake people and all that hunt on 4 feet, except your own wolf pack. We are of one blood, you and I.
We are of one blood, you and I. We are of one blood, you and I. We are of one blood, you and I. We are of one blood, you and I. We are of one blood, you and I. We are of... Oh, Baloo! I get so tired of saying the same thing over and over 100 times. The jungle has many tongues and I know them all by now.
Come. Tell Bagheera what you have learned. Say the words for the hunting people.
Oh, very well. We are of one blood, you and I.
Good, good. Now for the birds.
We are of one blood, you and I.
And for the snake people.
We are of one blood, you and I. Aren't I clever?
Very good, Mowgli. Now you will be quite safe in the jungle. Neither snake, bird, nor beast will hurt you.
I shall fear no one.
Except your own tribe.
One day I shall have a tribe of my own and lead them through the branches all day long.
Through the branches?
Yes, my friends have shown me how.
What friends?
My friends in the trees.
Mowgli! You have been talking to the monkey people.
They said I was like them, except that I have no tail. They gave me nuts.
Oh, dear.
They said I was their blood brother.
They are liars, Mowgli.
They stand on their feet as I do.
The monkey people have no law. They have no speech of their own. They use stolen words. Their way is not our way. They are without leaders. They have no memory. They boast and chatter and pretend that they are a great people about to do great things. And then suddenly their minds turn to laughter and all is forgotten. We of the jungle do not drink where the monkeys drink. We do not go where the monkeys go. We do not die where they die. We do not notice them.
But Baloo...
The child has learned enough for one day. Come, Mowgli. It is time to sleep. Come, little one. Lean against Ka. My coils will hold you while you sleep.
Oh, your coat is so warm and comfortable and shiny. How many coats have you had, Ka?
I have changed my skin 200 times since I was born.
Those scales are perfect. It must be strange to change your coat.
I do not find it strange. Does your skin never feel old?
If it does, I go and wash.
I wash and I take off my skin.
Your new coat is beautiful. It's like the mottling in the heart of a lily.
Are you happy in the jungle?
Mostly. But sometimes I wish the sun would shine in the middle of the rains. And sometimes I wish the rains would cover the sun in the deep of summer. Why is that?
I cannot tell you. Sleep now, and when you wake, we shall go and bathe together. A new skin never comes to full color until the water touches it.
It's not fair! You're stronger than I am.
But I play carefully. You will never feel even one-tenth of my power. Come, we will swim.
What are you laughing at, Carr?
I'm not laughing.
Earthworm!
Who's that?
Take no notice.
Yellow earthworm!
Worm with no feet!
Who is it?
The monkey people.
Why are they throwing stones at us?
Thieves. The stones will hurt you, Mowgli. On the bank, quickly. Take shelter under the trees.
Where will you go, Carr?
Downstream. I will find you later. Hurry!
Quickly, give me your hand. Come on. Up, up.
Why? What do you want?
Come on. You can climb trees, can't you?
Of course I can.
That you can't?
I can, so there.
Show me.
I will. Hey, let go of me!
Take him to the branches, right at the top of the tree.
Mowgli, Mowgli, where are you?
We have him. We have captured Mowgli.
What do you want?
You are going to be our leader, and we will become the wisest people in the whole jungle. And
help! Let me go!
Up, up to the tree!
Two strong monkeys catch me under the arms and swing off with me through the treetops, 20 feet to every jump. I feel sick. I feel giddy. The end of each swing brings my heart into my mouth. And then I start to enjoy the wild rush. We fling ourselves into the air, outwards and downwards, hanging by hands or feet to the lower branches of the next tree. I can see for miles across the green jungle.
Roads and crossroads, uphills and downhills, all laid out high, high above the ground.
Can I bring my friends next time?
We are your friends.
You belong to us now.
No! Baloo! Bagheera!
Stupid, greedy bird. You go away.
Chill! Chill, kite! Chill! We're of one blood, you and I.
We are of one blood. I am Chill, the kite. Who are you?
I am Mowgli, the frog. Mark my trail. Tell Baloo and Bagheera where I am.
Where are you going?
Hurry, mark my trail. And tell them the monkey people are taking me away.
Never catch us now!
I shall rock on my wings, gather my feet up under me, and find the bear and the panther. Keep faith, Mowgli.
Mowgli! Stolen by the monkey people! Come on, Bagheera, we must save him!
Calm down, Baloo, and think. You cannot climb those trees. The thin branches will break under your weight, and your claws will be full of bark.
It is all my fault.
Nonsense, Baloo.
Put dead bats on my head. Roll me into the hives of the wild bees, and I may be stung to death, for I am the most miserable of bears. Oh, Mowgli. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Pull yourself together, Baloo. What would the jungle think if I, the Black Panther, curled myself up like a porcupine and howled?
What do I care what the jungle thinks? Mowgli may be dead by now.
Unless they drop him from the branches in sport or kill him out of kindness, I have no fear for Mowgli. He is wise and well-taught.
I am a fool.
Baloo, Bagheera.
A fat brown fool.
What is the matter with Baloo?
Baloo blames himself because the monkey people have stolen Mowgli.
I know. I was swimming with Mowgli when they stole him away.
You? It is your fault? Mowgli, my child...
Enough, Baloo. We must not quarrel. We must all plan how to rescue Mowgli.
Where do you think they will take him?
They were heading for the ruined city.
That is a long way.
I know how to get there.
How long will it take?
Half a night's journey at full speed.
No self-respecting animal would come within eyeshot of that place, except in times of drought when the old tanks hold a little water.
The monkey people like to imagine they are human beings. Mm. That is why they will take Mowgli there. We must hurry.
Yes.
We shall find the shortest road. Mm.
Cold here. Where are we?
This is called a city. Human beings used to live here.
A city? I've never seen a city before. It's a wonderful thing. How did it grow?
A king built it.
What's a king?
A leader of human beings.
There are trees growing in and out of the walls.
They grew after the people left.
What are these big stones called?
A palace. The king's elephants used to live on these stones. This is our city now. These are our temples. We despise the jungle people because they live in the forest. We sit in this big room. We collect pieces of plaster and bricks and hide them.
Why do you hide them?
Well, that is what people do.
I'm tired.
There is no one in the jungle so wise and good and clever and strong and gentle as the monkey people.
I'm thirsty.
Come on, let's play and sing.
I'm tired, I want to rest.
Fellow monkey people, Mowgli's capture marks a new thing in our history. Mowgli will show us how to weave sticks and canes together to protect us against the rain and cold. Mowgli will be our king.
I'm not sure that I know how to do it.
Are you happy, Mowgli?
I'm hungry.
I shall bring you some nuts when you are happy.
My feet hurt.
You must laugh if you are happy.
I want to go home.
You do not know how happy you are. You must be grateful or I'll pinch you. There. Ouch!
Why did you do that?
The monkey people are the most wonderful people in the jungle. We say so, and it must be true. You will be able to carry our words back to the jungle people so that they may notice us in future.
If I listen, will you give me something to eat?
Of course.
Very well. I'm listening.
Shall we attack the monkey people?
Not yet. We run the risk that they might hurt Mowgli.
Wait for me!
We are waiting, Baloo. There is a cloud coming to cover the moon. When it is dark, we can move.
I'm ready. Where's Mowgli?
He is in the middle of the council chamber. The monkeys are seated around him in circles 50 and 60 deep.
Baloo, you stay here to prevent the monkeys escaping. I will go to the west wall of the city and come swiftly down the slope behind them. They will not see me till I am upon them.
The cloud is covering the moon.
Come, Bagheera.
Race up the slope without a sound. I will be the first among them.
I will follow you. Good hunting.
I am Bagheera. I am hungry. Who will satisfy my hunger?
There's only one. We can kill him!
Bagheera, look out! There are too many for him, Carl!
I'm coming, Bagheera!
Bagheera, roll
killed your friend. Later, we will play with you.
Down where?
The place where the poison people live. The cobras will welcome you, little frog. Goodbye.
Baloo!
Courage, Mowgli. The monkeys swarm like bees. I glide straight, quickly. My fighting strength is in the driving blow of my head, backed by all the weight and strength of my body. Glide into the heart of the crowd around Baloo. I am Kaa, the python, the night thief who slips along the branches as quietly as moss grows. I am Kaa, who can look so like a dead branch that the wisest in the world are deceived. Baloo, are you safe?
Yes. Kaa, yes. My fur may be thick, but I have suffered in this fight with the monkey people.
Stay where you are, cowering till the loaded branches bend and crackle under you. It is safe, Bagheera. You can come out of the tank now.
That is the longest path I've ever taken.
Look how the monkeys leap high up the walls, cling round the necks of the big stone idols, and shriek as they skim along the battlements.
But what if they attack us again?
They will not move till I order them. Silence! There now.
Baloo, are you hurt?
I'm lucky they did not tear me into 100 little bears. Kaa, we owe you our lives, Bagheera and I.
Where is Mowgli?
Here, hooting like an owl. I wish someone would take some notice of me.
Where are you?
Down there, among the poison people.
Mowgli!
It's all right, the cobras have not hurt me. We're of one blood, they and I. Help me out!
Take hold of my tail and I will pull you up. There.
Here I am. Baloo, Bagheera.
Are you hurt?
Oh, a little bruised. I'm very hungry. But you're bleeding. They've hurt you.
It's nothing. As long as you are safe.
It is Kaa to whom we owe our lives. Thank Kaa, Mowgli.
Yes.
We are of one blood, you and I, Kaa. I take my life from you tonight. I hope that one day I will be able to repay you.
Well said, little frog.
A brave heart and a courteous tongue.
Yes.
They will carry you far through the jungle. But now, go home quickly, all of you. Go and sleep, for the moon is setting.
Are you coming with us?
No, I must stay a little longer.
Why must you?
Come, Mowgli.
Oh, very well.
On my back, cub. You shall sleep on your way home.
The moon sinks behind the hills. Lines of silent monkeys huddle together on the walls. Now begins the dance of Kaa. Turn in a circle. Weave my head from right to left. Make loops and figures of eight with my body. Soft, oozy triangles that melt into squares and five-sided figures and coiled mounds. Never rest. Never hurry. Never stop. A low humming song. It grows darker and darker. Till at last my curling, shifting coils disappear. Now, monkey people, come nearer. Softly, step by step, come nearer to me.
And so Mowgli slowly learns the laws and ways of the jungle.
I love better than anything else to go with Bagheera into the dark, warm heart of the forest, to sleep through the drowsy day and to prowl at night. At other times, I picked long thorns out of the pads for my friends, for wolves suffer terribly from thorns and burrs in their coats.
Mowgli obeys the law of the jungle, and everyone in the jungle respects him.
Except for Shere Khan.
Except for Shere Khan, the tiger.
Except for me. I am Shere Khan, the tiger. The human cub is mine by rights. Akela, the leader of the wolf pack, allowed Mowgli to be brought up by the wolves. I wonder that such fine beasts are content to be led by an old wolf who has no judgment.
Mowgli, if you are not careful, Shere Khan will kill you one day.
But I have you to look after me. Why should I be afraid?
How often have I told you that Shere Khan is your enemy?
As many times as there are nuts on that palm tree, Bagheera. Shere Khan is all long tail and loud talk. And Akela will protect me as long as he leads the wolves.
Akela is very old. Soon the day will come when he can lead no more. Many of the young wolves believe what Shere Khan has told them, that a human cub has no place with the pack.
I was born in the jungle. I've obeyed the laws of the jungle, and there is no wolf from whose paws I have not pulled a thorn. Surely they will remember all that.
Feel under my jaw, Mowgli. Under the muscle. There.
Ah. There's a bald patch.
No one in the jungle knows that I carry that mark. It is the mark of the collar. I was born in a human city. My mother died in the cages of the king's palace. It was because of this that I spoke for you at the council when you were first found. I was fed behind bars. Until one night, suddenly, I felt very angry at being a human plaything. I broke the silly lock with one blow of my paw and ran away. And because I had learned the ways of human beings, I became more dangerous in the jungle than Shere Khan.
All the jungle fears Bagheera. All except Mowgli.
You are a human cub. And even as I returned to my jungle, so you will have to go back to your own kind. If you are not killed in the council first.
Well, why should anyone wish to kill me?
Some of the wolves hate you because you are a human being.
I did not know I was to blame for what I am.
You are not to blame. But you must protect yourself. Tomorrow the wolf pack will hold a council, and you must be careful. When Akela grows too weak to hunt, the pack will turn against him and you.
What must I do?
Go down to the huts in the valley and take some of the red flower which they grow there.
You mean the red flower that burns, that scorches the skin?
Human beings call it fire. No creature in the jungle calls fire by its proper name because every beast lives in deadly fear of it and invents 100 ways of describing it.
If I go to the village in the valley...
You will see other human beings, yes.
I see.
The red flower grows in little pots. Take one and bring it back here.
I will go, Bagheera.
Brave cub. Be careful.
Evening mist rises. I look down the valley. There is light. I run down to the village. I press my face close to a window. I watch the fire pot on the hearth. A woman is coming. I must hide. I run into the house and take the pot. I have the red flower, Bagheera. Look how it glows. It'll die if I do not give it twigs and dried bark to eat.
Good. I have seen people put a dry branch into it and the red flower blossomed. Are you afraid of it?
No. Why should I fear?
I remembered a dream before I was a wolf. I lay beside the red flower and it was warm and pleasant.
It was not a dream, Mowgli. Come, we must go to the council rock. Bring the red flower.
Akela, I lead the free people. We meet today at the Council Rock to discuss the future leader of the wolf pack.
Bagheera, is that Shere Khan on the edge of the clearing, near the young wolves?
It is. Hold the fire pot close to you.
Akela, I wish to speak.
Shere Khan has no right to speak. He's not a member of our pack.
Oh, really? And this Mowgli... He is a dog's son?
No.
Enough! I am Akela. Free people, for 12 seasons I have led you all. And in all that time, no one has been trapped or maimed. Now I am growing old. It is your right to defeat me here on the Council Rock. And it is my right, by the law of the jungle, to say that you must come and fight me one by one.
Do not listen to this toothless fool. There is something more important to decide. Free people, the human cub was my prize. I hunted him. Give him to me. He will be a nuisance to us in the jungle. I will get rid of him for you.
What has a human being got to do with us?
Let him go back to his own people.
So that he can turn all the people of the villages against us? No! Give him to me. I shall punish him.
Brothers, he has eaten our food. He has slept with us. He has helped us. He has broken no word of the law of the jungle.
I bought his life with a bull when he was accepted many years ago.
A bull? Long eaten?
Ah, what do we care?
He's a human being.
No! Human cub should run with the people of the jungle.
Take him.
Well, I am sad to see such things in my pack.
Give the cub to me!
But for the sake of our honor, so that we may all behave with dignity... I promise that if you let the child go back to his own people, I will not, when my time comes to die, bear one tooth against you. That at least will save the pack some lives. If you will agree to this, I can save you the shame that comes of killing a brother against whom there is no fault. A brother spoken for and brought into the pack... According to the law of the jungle.
He is a child.
He will grow up to be a man.
A human being.
Now, Mowgli, what do you say?
You wolves have never told me how much you hate me. You have told me so often tonight that I am a human being that I feel your words must be true. So I will not call you my brothers anymore. My future is no longer for you to decide. I, the human cub... have brought here a little of the red flower. Look how the red coals light the dried moss. Look how it flares. Look at the leaping flames. Feel the heat on this branch. Watch the twigs light and crackle.
Be careful, Mowgli.
I shall go and find my own people, if they are my own people. The jungle is shut to me, and I must forget your talk and your companionship. But I will be more merciful than you are. I promise... that when I am grown, I will not betray you as you have betrayed me. But I have a debt to pay before I go. Shere Khan!
Mowgli!
Stand up when I speak, or I will set that coat of yours ablaze with my flaming branch!
What is it, cub?
You wanted to kill me when I was a cub, and you want to kill me now! Now you listen to me, or I will wave the red flower over your fur! Remember this. When I next come to the Council Rock, it will be with Shere Khan's hide. I will leave the jungle, but only on condition that Akela goes free to live as he pleases. You will not kill him because that is not my will. And you, Shere Khan, go before I drive you out with the red flower. And take your so-called friends with you. Go!
hurts inside me. I do not understand. I've never hurt before. What's this water, Bagheera?
Those are human tears, Mowgli.
Am I dying?
You are growing, Mowgli. Let the tears fall.
But why?
You are sad because you must go.
I do not want to leave the jungle.
I know.
I will go. But first I must say farewell to Mother Wolf and Grey Brother.
Must you leave, little frog?
I must. You will not forget me, Grey Brother.
Never. While I can follow a trail. I will come and visit you at night, Mowgli.
I will come back. And when I do, it will be to lay out Shere Khan's hide on the council rock. Tell the jungle never to forget me. I go into the valley, alone, to meet other human beings for the first time. Mile after mile after mile, away from the jungle. Finally, a strange valley. A great plain dotted with rocks and cut with ravines. At one end stands a village. At the other, the thick jungle comes down in a sweep to the grazing grounds. Cattle and buffalo graze. At the village, I see a big thorn bush that is drawn up before the gate at twilight. Human beings are afraid of the people of the jungle, even here.
Look at the marks on his arms and legs.
Poor thing.
They are the bites of wolves. He is a wolf child run away from the jungle.
His eyes are like fire.
He is not unlike your boy, who was taken by the tiger, Meswa.
I cannot tell. He's grown.
He points to his mouth. He must want food. Meswa, take him to your house. What the jungle has taken, the jungle has restored.
Here you are. Milk? Milk?
Milk.
Bread?
Bread.
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 Good. Take them. But you are very like my son. You will be my son.
This is a strange cave. It has a hard sky. Oh, straw. I could tear it down any time I want.
That is a mirror. Look, come on, look. There, give me your hand. Touch it. Yes, it is cold.
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 Good. That is you.
Mowgli. Mowgli.
Mowgli? Very well. I will call you Mowgli. And I... And Meswa. Meswa.
Meswa. Meswa. Mowgli. Meswa. Meswa.
Meswa.
Meswa. And so I learn the ways and the words of human beings.
First, you must wear a cloth around you. We do not go around naked. Then you must learn about ploughing the land.
I do not understand that. In the jungle, everything grows by itself.
You will have to go out with the buffaloes and herd them while they graze, just as the other boys do.
I join the circle that meets every evening under the fig tree. They tell stories about the animals in the jungle. I cover my face to hide my laughter.
The tiger that carried away Meswa's son was a ghost tiger, whose body is inhabited by the spirit of a wicked old moneylender who died some years ago. This is true because the moneylender had a limp and the tiger limps too.
Oh. Shere Khan was born lame. Everyone knows that.
Well, so the jungle brat knows better. Listen with respect to your elders.
So I am silent and laugh to myself.
and I herd the buffalo. I sit on the back of Rama, the great herd bull, and the slaty blue buffaloes rise out of their byres and follow us. I drive them to the edge of the plain where the Waingunga River comes out of the jungle. There the buffaloes wallow in warm mud for hours. I watch a lizard basking on a rock and a snake hunting a frog. And the day is longer than most people's whole lives.
Help me!
Great brother! It's good to see you again.
What are you doing?
I'm a village herdsman. It is peaceful. What news?
Mother and Father Wolf are well. We all miss you. And Shere Khan.
Yes?
He went away to hunt and gain strength. Now he has returned, and he means to hunt and kill you.
But he does not know where I am.
Some of the young wolves are loyal to him. They have tracked you here. I come to warn you.
I'm not afraid of Shere Khan. What else do you know?
Shere Khan's plan is to wait for you at the village gate this evening, when you drive the herd back to the village. He is lying up in the ravine.
What a fool. Let me think. My buffalo will not charge unless they smell him. Can we get behind him so that they can find his scent?
He swam far down the Waingunga River to hide his scent.
The river opens out onto the plain not far from here. I can take the herd round through the jungle to the head of the ravine and then sweep down. Shere Khan will slink out at the foot, so we must block that end. Grey brother, can you divide the herd in two?
Not alone, but I have brought a helper. Akela, come out.
Akela!
Help me, my little frog.
I'm so happy. Now we have a big task before us. Oh, it's good to be together again. Akela, you keep half the herd down here at the foot of the ravine. Meanwhile, Grey Brother and I will make a big circle uphill and get to the head of the ravine. Then I will take the bulls down and trap Shere Khan between the two halves of the herd. After a heavy meal, Shere Khan will not be able to fight or climb up onto the rocks. Let us go! We stop at the head of the ravine. Look across the tops of the trees to the plain below. The sides of the ravine are steep, and the vines and creepers give no foothold.
Shere Khan! We're here! We have you in a trap!
Who calls?
It is I, Mowgli! It is time to come down to the Council Rock!
Mowgli! Is that you?
It is!
I have come for you!
No, no! I have come for you!
You are mine!
Drive them, Akela!
Now you are really mine!
Down! Down!
I will show you, human cub!
The herd rushes down. Sand and stones spurt up. Torrent of black horns, foaming muscles, staring eyes, like boulders tumbling in a flood. There is no escape!
Save me!
It is over. Come, Akela.
What is going on here? I might have known it. Mowgli, what are you doing allowing the buffalo to stampede? What is this?
The tiger. The buffaloes killed him in the stampede. They saved the village.
It is the lame tiger. There is a price on his head. I can take this skin back to the city and claim my reward. Well, I will overlook your carelessness.
This tiger skin is mine.
I am the village hunter. It is mine.
A wolf! Heaven save me.
Akela.
Help! Get that wolf away from me.
Akela, leave him.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
What is this? A wolf who obeys the orders of a boy? This is sorcery. This is magic. Maharaj, great king, I am an old man. I did not know that you were anything more than a herd boy. Will your servant tear me to pieces?
Peace go with you, old man. Do not harm him, Akela.
I go. Oh, what magic have I witnessed today?
Akela, let us take the skin from Shere Khan's body. Then I must drive the buffalo herd back to the village.
Why are you throwing stones at me?
You are a wolf cub. Go away.
Again I'm being driven away. Last time it was because I was a human being. This time it's because I am a wolf. Masur, what is happening?
Oh, my son. They say you're a sorcerer who can turn himself into a beast at will.
But you can see what I am.
Buldeo says you're a wizard. I do not believe him. You must go away or they will kill you.
Masur, this is one of the foolish tales they tell under the big tree at dusk.
Go, Mowgli.
Farewell. I must leave you. Your buffalo are coming home. I will do your herding no more.
Go away, leave us. You bring us down.
I bring the hide of Shere Khan. Akela and I have killed the tiger.
We are the free people.
Akela!
Am I not too old to be your leader?
No, you are our leader.
And we are the free people.
Mother Wolf, it's good to see you again.
I told Shere Khan, on that day when he crammed his head and shoulders into this cave hunting for you, little frog, I told him that the hunter would be the hunted. You have done well.
You are a brave little cub.
Thank you, Baloo. For myself, I never wish to see or hear or smell human beings again. I belong here with you. In the jungle with my friends.
You should have punished the human beings for throwing stones at you.
I did not care, Bagheera.
I would have punished them. But I would have spared the woman who gave you milk.
She was kind to me. Shere Khan stole her son many years ago. She was glad to see him punished.
Mowgli, you are safe. Good.
What is it, Grey Brother?
After you put Shere Khan's hide on the council rock, I went back along our trail to the village, stepping in my tracks, turning aside and lying down to make a mixed trail in case anyone should follow us.
Good. That is well done.
Finally, I came in sight of the village. It was humming like a hornet's nest.
What did you see?
I saw the red flower blossoming at the gate of the village, and people sitting around it carrying guns.
I do not understand. What does it mean?
It means that they are planning to hunt you, Mowgli. The human beings are going to kill you. You must run before they set out.
But why do they want to hunt me? The human beings cast me out. What more do they need?
It is not for me, a free hunter, to tell you why your tribe do what they do.
Next time you speak of human beings and me in one breath, I will show you what I am.
Living with people has made you hasty, Mowgli.
Bagheera, I will not be compared with people who have thrown stones at me.
Grey Brother, you have been to the village. What did you see?
I saw Buldeo take his gun. It shone in the sunlight. And then he gave orders.
What orders?
He gave orders that Mesua should be bound and kept in her hut.
Mesua? Who took me in and gave me food?
Where are you going, Mowgli?
To help Mesua.
Where is your sense of caution?
She helped me. I must help her.
We must plan.
You have not heard the end of my story.
Well, tell it then and be quick.
Buldeo, the village hunter, wants to kill you.
First Shere Khan, and now a human being.
Bagheera, you were right. I have become hasty. I will prepare carefully. As I defeated Shere Khan, the lame tiger, so I will defeat Buldeo, the human hunter. No one is as silent as a wolf who does not wish to be heard. We come and go as swiftly as shadows in the jungle. There, Grey Brother. There is the man's trail.
He does not hide his tracks.
He's careless. And yet he is thought to be the finest hunter in the village.
There he is.
Greetings, charcoal burner.
Hush.
May I rest by your fire? Thank you. After I killed the lame tiger...
Liar.
Mowgli, the devil child, turned himself into a wolf and fought with me for a whole day and a night. And then he changed into a boy again and bewitched my rifle so that the bullet turned the corner when I pointed it at him. Everyone in the village knows I am the bravest hunter, and they have sent me out to kill the jungle boy.
Not if I can help it.
Then we will get rid of the witch devil Mezua. It is an excellent thing to destroy witches. If anyone asks questions, we will say Mezua died of snake bite. Have you seen anything of this wolf boy?
No, not.
He's mad. What has Mezua done that she should be put into a trap? I must go to the village.
And what about these two men?
I do not wish them to be at the village before me. Sing to them a little, lest they be lonely on the road. Sing to them until they climb into the trees out of fear. Then sing to them so that they stay safely in the trees. I shall go to help Mezua. By twilight, I am in the village. Everyone is gathered under the village tree. I creep along outside the wall till I come to Mesua's hut. There she lies, gagged and bound hand and foot. Through the window. Mezua, do not be afraid. It is I, Mowgli. You are safe. I will help you. These knots are strong.
I knew you would come. Now I know you're my son. Thank you.
Why have they guided you?
To be put to death for making a son of you.
Oh, you're bleeding. Whose work is this?
The work of all the village. I am a witch because I gave you milk and food. Because I loved you very dearly. They said that I was the mother of a devil and therefore worthy of death.
Well, that is over now. You are free. Go now.
But I do not know the jungle. I do not think I could walk far. The villagers will catch me and bind me again.
Oh!
What is it? Are you hurt?
I'm not hurt. Tell me, Mezua, is there a safe place to which you could go?
Yes, but it's a long journey.
Oh!
What is that?
In here, Mother Wolf!
Are you in danger, Mowgli?
Do not be afraid, Mezua. This is Mother Wolf. Mother Wolf, I have a favor to ask of you.
If I can help, I will.
The villagers bound Mezua and mean to kill her. I have cut her bond and she must go safely through the jungle. Mezua, you know where you mean to go?
I can go to a place 30 miles away where there is another village. I have other family there. But I'm afraid that the villagers will follow me and capture me again.
They will not follow till I choose. Well, Mother Wolf?
I will go with Mezua and keep her safe.
Thank you. Mezua, do you know the trail to your village?
Yes, but the jungle in the starlight looks dark and terrible.
Do not be afraid. There is no need to hurry. You will be safe. Not a tooth in the jungle will be bared against you. Not a foot in the jungle will be lifted against you. No one will stop you till you come within sight of safety. There will be a watch about you. Do you believe me?
Well...
All your people will be afraid when they hear my people singing. But you will know and understand. Go now.
And you?
My work here is not yet finished. I must summon another friend. Go now.
Goodbye, Mowgli.
Mowgli.
Bagheera, it's good to hear you.
What is this trap?
It's not a trap, it's a house. Come in through the window.
There is so much singing in the jungle tonight, I thought you were in danger. I will not let your tribe hurt you. What is it you need?
The villagers think Mezua is still trapped in here. They will come soon to drag her out of the house and put her into the red flower. They will find that trap sprung, and a very different prisoner is waiting for them.
You want me to lie in wait here?